Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore. It's October 27th, 2023, and it's been a while since my last podcast. And let me start off by saying I was and I still am thoroughly overwhelmed. You know, I started this podcast during the pandemic just to have a way to express myself, just to have a way to vent. And of course, the pandemic is over. Courts have opened up, and I'm back yelling and screaming in courts in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, etc. So the need to vent is not as strong, but it still exists. But again, I was so thoroughly overwhelmed with world events, events in this country, events in Baltimore City. I had plenty to say. I just couldn't get myself motivated to say it because it was just so overwhelming. But after the shooting in Massachusetts, I got the phone out and I need to make a point. And I want to try to be brief because you can talk about these mass shootings for years and years and years, which is what we have been doing. We've been talking about it, but we haven't done anything about it. What struck me is that there is a congressman from Maine who actually is from Lewistown, where the shooting took place, where 18 people were killed by a deranged man using an AR-15. I mean, let's face it, an AR-15 is just a killing machine. It was developed during the Vietnam War for killing people. I think the Vietnam War is over now, and it's certainly not taking place in Lewiston, Maine. But the point is, there was a congressman, a U.S. congressman, who voted against the ban on assault rifles in 2022. He has now changed his mind. He stood in front of the podium yesterday and he apologized for his vote. He said he was wrong and he said that he was going to do the best that he could to work to ban these weapons. As long as he was in Congress, he was going to work to ban these weapons. And he apologized to his constituents of Lewistown, which again is where he is from. He apologized to the families of the victims. And he apologized because he said he was wrong. My point is this. Were these people so naive to think that mass shootings would not happen to them? Was it a situation, well, we don't have that many black people up here, so we don't have to worry about it. It's not about black people. It's not about white people. It's just about guns, assault weapons. My father always told me, you don't go looking for trouble. If there were no guns, there would not be these shootings. If there were no assault rifles, there would not be these mass shootings. 60 people were killed in Las Vegas. Do you guys remember that? 60 people. So does the rain have to land on your head before you decide to put a hat on? It rains everywhere. Anything at any time can happen anywhere. Anything at any time can happen anywhere. If there is no gasoline, you can't run the engine. If there are no nails, you can't put two pieces of wood together. If there were no guns, you couldn't shoot people. I'm not saying you couldn't stop the killing of people completely by eliminating firearms. Of course, that's not what I'm saying. But you certainly won't be able to kill 60 people in less than 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. People, we have got to wake up before we all go to sleep for good. Justice for everybody.